Maybe Bill Belichick one day find himself on the list made over at CBS Sports of the worst college football coaching hires this century.
25 of them. And KU has two.
That's it?
They could add four.
Are you sure it's only four?
They did the top 25.
It's pretty bad.
Number eight on the list was Les Miles, who was 3-18. Unfortunately, wasn't all the way there. I mean, the whole thing was a mess. He was David Beatty's replacement. I would argue David Beatty could have been on this list as well. He's not. And then higher on the list, deservedly so, Charlie Weiss was fifth as the fifth worst coaching hire of the last century.
Only fifth.
He was 6-22. He went with the all-in JUCO approach. Remember when he was all excited bringing Dane Crist as his quarterback? I'll admit, I was a student at the time. I was excited about that. I bought in.
Yeah, students always
do. Now, his son's doing a really good job as an OC at Ole Miss. He's going to be a head coach here pretty soon. But
did Prince? Did any K-State?
Turner Gill? How's Turner Gill not on this list?
Oh man, yeah. God, Turner Gill?
He's not on the top 25. KU could have had three or four. The number one worst hire. There's a tie. Mike Price at Alabama and Michael Haywood at Pittsburgh. They fired their coach before they ever coached a game. That's why.
Because this century, it's this century. So, yeah. Oh man, I was trying to think about like which other guys.
Chad Morris at Arkansas was number four. Ty Willingham at Washington. Jeremy Pruitt at Tennessee. Just a couple other ones that might ring a bell. Derek Dooley at Tennessee, Greg Robinson at Syracuse.
I'm surprised that some of these aren't a little bit higher, like Charlie Strong.
Willie Taggart.
But Mike Taggart didn't even really coach, man. He got hired at Alabama, got fired before he coached game.
Those are the worst ones. I'm just saying, like, Charlie Strong is 20 on this list.
He was interesting because
the criteria in this is four things they took into account. Did the hire make sense? Did the coach's predecessor have success? Does the program have resources to win? Why didn't it work?
Les Miles getting so bad. David Beatty had success before him.
I was going to say, I think that Charlie Strong deserves to be much higher on this list because he was at Texas.
Yeah, resource-wise, I hear you.
And was really good at Louisville and didn't
The reason why he's 20th is because as bad as it was by Texas' standards, he still won 16 games. I'm not saying that's good enough at Texas by no means, but I think that's the difference. Some of these other guys won two games.
Sure.
You know, Charlie Strong did win 16 games, but what sealed his fate was losing to Kansas.
I think they should be factoring in the ones who got a crazy amount of money and it went flop. Where's Jimbo Fisher? Like, it didn't go.
But he wasn't winning two games a year.
I know, but it went horribly at Texas A&M, and they gave him $8 trillion.
Yeah.
I mean, they paid him didn't they pay him 10 years and $200 million or something?
They're still paying.
It was his buyout at one point, I believe, was $95 million.
I guess he did go 9-1 1 year. Looking it up. He went 9-1. He was awful outside that 1 year. He won his relative. He went 9-4 his first year, 8-5, 8-4, 5-7, 6-4. So besides that 9-1 season, they were awful. I mean, awful. They were like Kansas State.
I think
they were like a good team, like a bowl team, bowl eligible team, but not like worse than Kansas State probably the rest of the
season.
The
reason why I think obviously the KU situation has been bad up until Lance Leipold has since basically resurrected the program essentially from the dead.
Right.
But you brought up Jimbo Fisher, he got hired off of the national title he won at Florida State, where it's interesting, a lot of success outside of the SEC or at a bigger quote-unquote conference, and then you go to that bigger conference, and all of a sudden we're starting to realize maybe you're not as good of a coach as we actually perceived you to be when you were coaching in an easier conference and happened to have great players that won a national title because he was a great recruiter.
This is probably because they were such a bad team and because of, my college football comes from, the big boys playing the important games, a lot of that stuff. How? Because I saw one name on this list, and I didn't know anything about his tenure at the school. How on earth did Syracuse let Greg Robinson stay the coach as long as he coached 42 games and only won 5 of them?
Syracuse
How
didn't
is
take,
he allowed to coach
Syracuse
42 games?
Because Syracuse didn't take football that seriously.
I mean, I'd argue Kansas didn't there for a stretch, but they at least kept trying to hire coaches. They took it serious enough to at least fire the guy who stunk.
Yeah, but Kansas went to an Orange Bowl during the century as well. Fair. I mean, that's Syracuse, no pun intended, the Orange men weren't going anything.
I think in a way,
or the Orange, I guess they're called now.
It is interesting when you bring that up, though, because you look at KU and even Duke had up until David Cutcliffe had kind of helped things out, and now they've got Manny Diaz, who's doing a good job. Basketball schools are typically not known for, when you're a basketball school, the football takes lesser priority, and as a result, you're just assuming that you're going to be okay with what you have, and you're not as committed to that, I guess, maybe in Syracuse's case.
Well, those Nebraska fans, by the way, Mike Riley did make the list.
I'm surprised Scott Frost didn't make the list, because that was
Scott Frost didn't make the list?
No, I don't think Scott Frost
did. They said
he
just missed making it.
Yeah. I think Riley was worse than, was not as bad as Scott Frost was, because he was brought in after the UCF success. He is an alum. Everything pointed to them being good, and it just
4-8, 5-7, 3-5, 3-9, and then 1-2, and got fired. Yeah.
The reason why, and I think a fair
Riley
reason
was
why,
bad
where,
too,
I,
but.
Where I kind of like this list is, he, unfortunately for them, they made the mistake of it can't get worse. They had a good program and a good thing going with Bo Pelini.
That's a good point.
Versus
it
Frost,
got much,
right?
It got much
it
worse.
Got, wait, the they had a guy thing, who yeah. had a functional, organizational, working program in order, fired that guy, and then got mediocre immediately, and then it went from bad to worse. So, like, I think that's part of the reason, Riley gets the edge over Frost.